Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. I know I say this every week, but it is the truth. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song called Sure as There's a Heaven. This is from the live worship recording called There's Coming a Day. This particular song came to me way back on April 21st and 22nd of 1991. Here's what I wrote about that moment that I received the song. As God began to move my pastor's heart toward renewed evangelism, our church in Oklahoma City began to realize that we not only need to tell people about heaven, but we need to tell them about hell as well. This song was meant to prick the hearts of believers, the heart of the church, and not necessarily the hearts of those who do not know Jesus. The truth is, if we don't freely give our life to bring others to Jesus, perhaps we have left our first love. Think about it. Perhaps we have burned out by presenting the gospel in our own strength. Whatever the case, we need to give up to Jesus daily and become the light in the darkness. This song also came during the time of my pastor's father being diagnosed with colon cancer. When faced with our own mortality, the souls of men suddenly take on a new dimension. Life is short and hell is real. Do we love others enough to try and rescue them? Let's listen to this song now and ask the Holy Spirit to use it to build our faith in God's ability to save and in His compassion for those who are lost and dying without Jesus.
Sure as there's a heaven, I know that there's a hell reserved for those who don't know Christ, rejecting Him as well. I know there's life in heaven, but only death in hell. A place where dying cannot die, no anguish here can tell. It's heaven or it's hell. Jesus died for my sin, for me He suffered hell, that I might know eternal life. He took my place Himself. But Jesus died for all men, for all He suffered hell. Believers, let us give our life, don't keep it to ourselves. Flames grow higher. See them in eternal fire. See them in their torment. See it where. it's heaven or it's hell. Hell is a place so terrifying, a place of constant pain and dying, a place of death where dying cannot die. And if hell is a place so terrifying, now is the time to help the dying. Or will you wait until they ask you why? Oh, why didn't you tell me? Oh, why didn't you tell me?
John wrote these words to the church in Revelation chapter 3. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have no need of anything, and you do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may become rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself and the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, and eye salve to apply to your eyes so that you may see. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. Therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him, and he with me. The one who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat with my Father on his throne. The one who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Church, let's do this. Let's be salt and let's be light to the world around us in the coming days. Let's live our faith out loud and live it in practical ways. It was not fear of hell that led me to repent of my sin. It really wasn't. It was the loving kindness of God that led me to repentance. So let's be quick to remember that as we minister to those around us. Well, today's episode is kind of heavy, but it's brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful, wonderful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. To help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called us to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan. Mark it in your calendars right now. worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. Now, don't forget to check out my books at Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the book on identity called Renewing Your Mind, my latest book called The Middle of Nowhere. I also have two fantasy book series. One is called The Chronicles of Bryn. It's a three-book series. The other is called The Barons of Bryn. It's about to become a three-book series. Those are for young readers. I also have children's books, devotional books, and even a thriller novel called The Short Life. Check it out. Check out the books of Dennis Jernigan at Amazon.com. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Sure As There's a Heaven, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or check out iTunes. Here's the deal. If you remember nothing else from today's podcast, remember this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.